You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We have been looking at the human toll of the Flint water crisis and the city's efforts to recover. But let's look at this through the lens of business and find out what's being done by businesses to rebuild Flint's economy. Bob Wan is with us. He's the CEO of C3 Venture Flint. And Tim Herman is here, the CEO of the Flint and Genesee County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, thanks for the invitation.
You.
Bob, your company, C3 Venture Flint, you're investing nearly $10 million in the city. What are your plans?
We're looking at the project in a couple different layers. We're an automotive plastics company, Cynthia, and currently my partner got a large manufacturing operation in China, and we're working on bringing those parts, many of those parts, back here to the United States and into Flint. So we're looking at making plastic auto parts as one of the businesses. The other business that we're deeply invested in right now is 3D printing. As we looked at the plastics business, we said, where's it going? As Wayne Gretzky's dad said to him, don't go where the puck is, go where the puck is headed. And we think that it's headed in the direction of 3D or adaptive manufacturing. So we've invested in some 3D printers here and have a significant lab that's growing, making 3D printed, mainly auto parts today, but all kinds of prototype parts. In fact, printing in soon carbon fiber and Kevlar even out of our Flint facility. And then the last business that we're into is we were bringing in auto parts in shipping containers, and we looked at all these empty shipping containers that we had here and said, what could we do with them? So we've joint ventured with a company that was turning them into housing, and we've got our first round of houses out of shipping containers being made in Flint right now. So exciting stuff. Great time to be here.
And what attracted you to Flint?
We were originally looking in Oakland County, and we started a project in Pontiac there that has been successful. But for manufacturing, Flint offers a lot of opportunity and advantages for any company looking to make things in America right now. Specifically, you know, lots of good industrial land here in Flint. So we were able to buy a very impressive plant just north of the downtown part of Flint. The first phase of it is 18 acres, and then we've got a second purchase that we just made of 13 acres with buildings on it, a really Class A facility. And so the low cost of entry here in Flint was certainly a big part of the initial decision to relocate here. But then as we dug into it, Michigan Works has been amazing in bringing us qualified candidates that can work for us, a very good labor stock here that frankly is willing to work hard, wants to work, and affordable. Things that our friends on the East and West Coast can't brag about.
Tim Herman is the CEO of the Flint and Genesee County Chamber of Commerce. How much interest are you seeing from companies who think they want to set up shop or expand in Flint?
Well, we're seeing a lot of interest, Cynthia. Our four key points that your listeners should know is Flint is open for business, Flint is resilient, and Flint is transforming its economy to health and wellness, higher education, IT, and advanced manufacturing. And Flint is moving forward. As you know, we've had a lot of our challenges with this water crisis, and we're going from the victim to the victor. So we're making a lot of progress.
I think a lot of folks who've been following the headlines just pouring out of the city for over the last 18 months or so would be kind of surprised, perhaps, to think that companies, not to mention families, would realistically consider moving there. With the water issues, how much of a challenge has that been for you, especially as you meet with prospective companies?
Well, you know, there's Flint residents who still cannot drink water straight from the taps without filters, and so that's unacceptable to everyone, and it's encouraging. A lot of development is happening, even though residents are being urged to consume either bottled or filtered water, and we know that some businesses, such as the downtown restaurants, have taken extra measures to safeguard drinking by installing filtration systems and have regular testing. And we're replacing the pipes. The mayor has got her Fast Start initiative, and she's hoping to replace about 6,000 pipes this year. So far, about 900 homes in Flint had their lead or galvanized steel service lines replaced. So, like I say, Flint is still open for business. We're seeing a lot of interest. Land is cheap here. Bob can tell you that. We've got great labor. We're transforming the economy and moving Flint forward.
Bob, did the water issues and all of the publicity around that, did that play into your decision to invest in Flint?
It really did, Cynthia. I mean, our company name is C3, which is clean air, clean water, clean soil. Our founder, Bob Schaefer, was really his vision to talk about and bring this issue out in the next phase of manufacturing. So we know where we've been in America and the world as far as manufacturing in the past. It's been a dirty sport. You know, companies come in and they make stuff, but then they leave a mess behind. The plant that we have here today is the former DuPont facility. I just got the environmental report back on the land today. It's improved yet again with the work that DuPont's done to set aside a large amount of money to clean the soil here. You know, Flint is, with this water crisis, a canary in a coal mine. There's a silver lining here to talk about all the cities and all the infrastructure in America that is either lead or corroding or falling apart, and that there's a better way forward. And, you know, this is the place you start, the place that made the international headlines that everybody knows about. Let's try to do it better, different this next time around. We're happy to be here.
When you talk about creating these 400 jobs, what kind of jobs are they? What kind of skill set are you looking for?
The first round, Cynthia, has really been we took an old plant. We've had to clean it up and get it ready for the molds and the machines to come back over to be able to make parts here in America. So the first round of jobs have been really low skill, clean things, paint things, plant trees, and get it ready. This next leg of jobs, especially in our 3D printing area and the fabrication of steel shipping containers, higher skilled jobs, higher wage jobs. Eventually, with the moving of the plastics manufacturing here, those are skilled trade jobs. And once where these were heavy manual labor jobs, they require engineers to run these machines now. So just like anything, you crawl, you walk, and you run, we're probably still in that crawling to standing up phase right now. So,
do you think there are enough people who are already in Flint to fill these jobs as you go from crawling to walking to running? Or are you expecting you may have to recruit from outside the area?
I was highly skeptical when we first looked at this project. And again, my partner pulled me into the idea that we were going to do this here in Flint. And I thought we were going to really struggle to find qualified labor. But I'm finding some very interesting employees here that are living in Flint, people that are here by choice. They've come and moved to Flint, one of them from as far away as the Netherlands because he wanted to be part of the solution. People who have a different mindset on how do you make things in America. We've found some highly skilled labor already here, and then in cooperation with Kettering and Mott and even Baker and U of M Flint, amazing educational resources here where, you know, if we need an engineer a year from now, I know exactly where I'm going to get him or her and bring him onto our team. So, you know, we're looking at the land that we've purchased to try to create a campus where people can walk to work, where they can kayak to the Tenacity Brewing downtown, or maybe even where they could ride a bike or a horse near the facilities or near their homes. I think it's someplace not dissimilar to Austin or some of the other cool, hip towns in America. Flint's on its way to being a really special, unique place in the future.
And Tim, I'm wondering, what incentives do you have at your disposal to help attract companies just like C3 Venture Flint?
Well, you know, in our downtown area, we could not have done what we have done in our downtown area without the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, without some of our foundations, the CS Mott Foundation that has just been a wonderful partner. We use every incentive and everything that we can to bring people into our community, and especially in the downtown. Over the past 10 years, we've had more than $100 million that's been invested in the redevelopment of downtown Flint. We've used every tool in our toolbox and the state's toolbox that has helped us make that move.
And Bob, I know C3 got $5.7 million performance-based loan from the MEDC to be converted to a grant if you meet certain job creation milestones. Was that a factor in your decision to set up shop in Flint?
That was certainly a factor. You know, Tim's team at the Chamber was a factor. The embracement from City Hall, from the governor's office, every layer of government incentive and encouragement that we received from the very first look at Flint onward to this phone call today has been really positive for us. And the MEDC loan helped us not just to stand up one company, but to acquire now three companies and really get this ball rolling faster here. So it is I want to underline, it's a performance-based loan, and we have to repay it. If we don't perform and we didn't get all the money day one, We only get it upon performance. I'm really proud of what we've done, and I'm really pleased for the way we've been treated here in Flint.
Tim, as you continue trying to attract more companies and investment to Flint and make it the comeback capital of America, what do you expect to be your biggest challenges?
Perception of our community has been a big factor, especially with the water crisis. And I've talked to a lot of media over the last couple of years, and of course, they have always indicated, you know, how's Flint doing with the water crisis, et cetera, et cetera. And what I tell the media and others is, come see us. I'll put you up for the night. I'll pay your plane ticket. And once we give them a tour of this community and give them a tour of the total Genesee County, they're sold. I had 100 business executives come in from across the state of Michigan for a business summit. And we talked about the opportunities and we talked about the challenges. But after they left, we had many companies wanting to come back to Flint and to look at a possible investment in Flint, because land is cheap, labor is good, and we're just a friendly community, and Flint is a very resilient community.
Tim Herman is the CEO of the Flint and Genesee County Chamber of Commerce, and Bob Wan is CEO of C3 Venture Flint, LLC. Great talking with both of you. Thank you so much for taking our questions on Stateside.
Thank you,
sir. Thanks for having us.